So this thing came today, and we thought, this is interesting. Men apparently don't talk much about feeling down. And, obviously more women do is more to the point, I suppose. Men are also far less likely to go to the conventional services, that are offered. I rang Lifeline once in the 70s, going through a difficult time. It'll be in the book. Useless. I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not saying they're all useless. I'm saying the particular person at that particular time, useless. It made me feel better, though. I thought, oh, well, that's no use. I went back and had some ice cream, and I felt better. So ultimately, she was useful. But I know she meant well, but I think things have changed now. By all means, ring. So if you're feeling down, what do you do? Well, there's a suggestion here. Tanya de Jong is the founder, and says here chair, of course the word is chairman, of Creativity Australia, and I think dancing is the way to go. Am I right, Tanya?
Singing?
Yes! Oh, I'm sorry. What? Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm not feeling myself because I stuck my finger up my nose in the shower.
You haven't done enough singing today.
By the way, I like good singing, and I'm not necessarily going to help you here because a lot of people can't sing and they'll ruin songs I would love. So why on earth would I go along and hear a song I love ruined by strangers? It's a good question, isn't it?
Well, it is, Clive, because actually we can all sing. And
Hello, Tanya. In this world you live in of idealism, we can all sing. You want to say that again?
Yes, we can all sing. About 85% of people have been told by their parents, teacher, kids, or partner, or someone else in their life they can't sing. I was told when I was a 14-year-old never to bother having singing lessons. And I've gone around the world, released 7 CDs, singing all over the world. And luckily, you know, eventually I got up the courage to audition for the chorus of the school musical and then got the lead role. So you can't always believe what you hear, and we were all born with a voice.
You're doing it again, Tanya. This is the Generation Y. Of course you can do anything you want, dear. It's not true. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Is that, you know, the Handel's Messiah?
Yes.
Every year...
Hallelujah.
That's right. Every year they let the audience join in. I don't think they should.
Well, I don't agree.
we'll just not agree then. All right, so you found that you could sing. I don't believe everyone can. However, I'm with you that singing is good. How well
very,
you...
Very good.
Yes, okay. So tell me about this, about getting people together. What, do they ring up, they pop up and say, look, I'm depressed, can I sing with you? Is that how it works?
No. So what we actually do is, well, for a start, I guess, Clive, I mean, one of the things about singing is it is very primitive to us, as dancing. I mean, you know, tribes who survived and who still survive in many third world countries, they sing and dance together, and they ward off enemies and they build solidarity and they build unity and harmony between them. So,
Excuse me, Tanya, again. Do you think ward off enemies? Could you explain that bit for people who just tuned in?
The benefits of singing.
No, yeah. Tanya. So it's the Second World War. The Germans are coming, or the Japanese. What, do you break out into a little, you know, a little bit of jive and they run away? Is that it?
It definitely can help.
Okay, good. Keep going.
So I founded a charity called Creativity Australia, and we have a program called With One Voice, and we run a network of 15 community choirs in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And basically what we do is we bring together people aged from 9 to 90 of all faiths, all backgrounds, from CEOs to asylum seekers, people who are job seekers and people who are suffering depression and disabilities in weekly choirs. And not only do we share singing, and it doesn't matter whether you can sing or not because that's not the point, because you tune in eventually, but also we share supper and we share a wish list. And because of the neuroscience of singing, people actually are in a much better headspace. So when we sing with other people, and particularly when we sing with other people as opposed to singing alone in the shower or in the car, there's immense benefits to singing for our brains. So the right temporal lobe of our brain lights up, making us smarter, healthier, happier and more creative. And there's been a lot of studies done that show that groups of people whose mood was measured before and after singing session, after the sessions, it had improved enormously. And there's continual research that's coming out now that's showing the benefits of singing for a whole range of learning and language difficulties, that's showing how people recover from strokes, Alzheimer's, depression. You know, it really is a super wonder drug, whether you think you can do it or not.
Yeah, okay. We agree with that. It's the doing is the thing that's doing it, isn't it? How well you do it is just up to how well you can see.
Correctamundo. Yeah, that's right.
Correctamundo. I haven't heard that for a while. All right, so how do people get hold of it? I mean, my introduction here, which, by the way, doesn't help here, if you're feeling really down and depressed and you're a man and you don't attend the usual thing, what odds are there that you would go along to one of these groups and say, hello, my name's Joe, oh, I'm feeling a bit down, depressed, I was listening to the radio the other day, this nice lady, Tanya, said everyone can sing, could I sing with your group? Is that how it works?
Not generally. So what would generally happen is we partner with a lot of not-for-profit agencies and other charities who are helping people through it, you know, with anxiety or depression.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Or they've lost their job or they've got it broken up from their partner or whatever it is. And actually it's surprising how many blokes actually like to sing. You know, it's always the guys who are singing, you know, in those soccer songs, you know, like You'll Never Walk Alone. And so there's something about men and singing that is very powerful. And men somehow, even when we, in most of our choirs, I guess about a third of the choirs are men and two-thirds are women, yet the men always tend to overpower the women.
Because we're bigger than you.
I guess. Yeah. And just men sing out more strongly. I mean, men's voices, when they come out, are stronger. I mean, women's voices need to be stronger because we need to hear more women's voices in our world.
Do you think so? Now, tell me...
Well, I do.
your belief in this is wonderful. I'm not knocking that. So do they learn how to sing? I mean, if you go into a choir and you have to sing something, give me an example of how a bloke roar off the street who comes in and he wants to have a singing. He's going to feel self-conscious. He doesn't want to screw up the group by singing off note. So how does the practice go? Give me an example.
So for example, so in Sydney, which is where you are, every Tuesday at 5:30 at the Pitt Street Uniting Church, we have a whole bunch of, you know, very diverse people coming, literally ranging from a Polish immigrant who's in her 90s through to children and fathers and teachers and doctors and lawyers and job seekers and homeless people. And literally you walk in there, everyone's incredibly welcoming. The group does some singing warm-ups, which, everyone can do. It might just be, it might be 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. And it just, you just start, your brain and your voice just start tuning in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't have to sing, you know, necessarily songs for the first few minutes. And even when you do, like, you know, there's 60 other people, so it's not like everyone's listening to you.
Yeah, it's not about you, actually, is it? What sort of songs do you sing? What sort of song?
Oh, all sorts of things, like You'll Never Walk Alone, or I Still Call Australia Home, We Are the World, That's What Friends Are For. It might be The Rains in Africa, you know, the Toto song, or it might be an African gospel song. We don't use any sheet music either, and that's really important.
Well, where do you put the words, up on the screen?
Yeah, up on the screen, or we'll have some lyrics, but people... Sheet music or reading music is another barrier for people. So that's one of the things that we try and do is just teach people how to tune in with others by ear. And
so, now, how do you work out if they're going to be... Do you have harmonies?
Yes.
You do?
We have harmonies.
Yes.
And all people can sing the tune.
Yeah.
It's very flexible, but it's amazing how once you start singing with a choir, well, as individuals we all start to tune in, but also every week the choirs get better and they perform in their local communities, at festivals, at events. So the Sydney With One Voice choir is just extraordinary.
Here's a thought for you. If you want to get some money together, why don't you get selected men out of your choirs to sing songs that only women ever sang, like I Feel Pretty, but to do them straight. Seriously, to do them straight.
Well, I think that's a great idea. You know, I always love singing songs sung by tenor.
But the men sing, I feel pretty, and they all do it seriously, and you say, what? I just think it'd be, you couldn't say it's your idea, and you told me to say it.
Right.
Oh, what a great idea, Tanya.
Clive.
I mean, I think it'd be a fun record. I'd play it.
No, I think it would be a fun record.
Yeah, fun's important. All right, so where do people go to find out where their local chapter is?
Yeah, so Creativity Australia's With One Voice program. go to www.creativityaustralia.org.au, and we are changing the world one voice at a time. In fact, if you want further convincing, Clive, have a look at my recent TED Talk, which is How Sitting Together Changes the Brain.
For the good?
For the good.
You think so?
Yeah.
You keep laughing. I just...
Well, because you're making me laugh.
Well, it just seems like you've just come from another planet. I mean, you sound cute, you sound lovely, but I think we're pretty awful down here, you know?
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. look at the history of the last century. Do you want to cry, do you?
All right. Well, you know what?
What?
The wonderful thing about singing is it brings you together with other people.
Oh, I don't want that.
Okay, well, then stay in your cave.
Thank you. Let's make a note. Tanya says you don't have to go out. I'm writing that down. You got an AM sometime, didn't you? Why'd you get that?
Yeah, 2008. So I founded a previous charity called The Song Room.
Yes.
Which brings music and arts to disadvantaged schools.
Oh, that's good.
And it's reached about 300,000 disadvantaged children.
Isn't that great? That's terrific.
It is.
Well
it
done.
Is. Music changes the world.
Yes, it does. I played in a band. I have perfect pitch, so that's my trouble.
Oh, yeah, it's why is that your trouble?
I've got a real problem with the pitch of things, and if I can...
Oh, because when people go out of tune.
Oh, yes, it's just like it's like fingernails on a blackboard to me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
But look, you know, we've got to start somewhere, and then we can all tune in. Yeah.
Well, I'll be in my cave singing solo items. I feel pretty and what have you. Now, why don't you follow that up?
Well, no, we might. And, you know, you should release a CD called Clive Robertson in His Cave.
Do you think so? How much thought did you put into that, Tanya? How much thought would you say? Seconds?
That's right.
That's right.
But I think it could go platinum.
Yes, it could, yes. Or plasticine. Thank you, Tanya. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Tanya de Jong, she's a founder and chairman of Creativity Australia. So if you want to go there, you go to www.creativityaustralia.org.au. If you're feeling depressed, you think it's not funny, don't forget Lifeline. 13 11 14, or go to lifeline.org.au. Just talk to someone.